Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. The rain is going to be rolling out, although over the next couple of hours, there are going to be some stray showers we're probably going to have to deal with. But once we get through this, just a heads up, it looks really, really nice, at least through Sunday. Partly sunny every day to mostly sunny. And the daytime highs, very manageable. 72, 73, relatively low humidity. So a couple of good days, really, to get out and enjoy them. Coming up at 5:05, William Burnett is going to be here. William Burnett would like to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. He's got an election coming up June the 17th in the city. I think early voting may have begun. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to ask our next guest, John Reed, about early voting and when it does or doesn't begin, because I bet you John has a clue. But William would like to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. It's an absolute, utter disaster. It's dangerous for everyone. It's out of whack and over budget and understaffed. So we'll chat with him then. Talking about trying to save stuff, I think Governor Youngkin has done a pretty good job these last 4 years or thereabouts, making Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family. And there is a Republican ticket that says, yep, we'd like to continue that hard work. Our good friend, John Reed, is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and I am just thrilled to welcome him to the program. John, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, Jeff. I'm excited to be back with you. Interesting news today.
Yeah, very interesting news. Well, I'll tell you what, there's so many issues that impact us here in our beloved Commonwealth. Before we get to any of the ones that I thought we should touch on, you know, like right to work, minimum wage, that sort of stuff, anything that's just kind of jumping out at you today?
Well, I mean, you wake up every morning and poor Danny Avila, the new mayor, is still dealing with dysfunction in Richmond City Hall. Yeah. And yeah, you know, worse than poor Danny Avila, who I do feel bad for, because I think he probably is the one guy with an analytical mind who can come in and try to untangle things. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the people who bought houses in the city of Richmond, or who have apartments in the city of Richmond, condos in the city of Richmond, because everything seems to be so messed up. And nobody seems to be able to fix it after 8 years of LeVar Stoney. And you asked about early voting. You know, the Democrats are in the middle of their primary now. There are six different Democrats who were running to challenge me as lieutenant governor. And one of them is LeVar Stoney. Now, how the guy has the guts and the gall to get up and run after the disastrous 8 years he had as mayor. And I mean, that's not just Republicans saying it. I mean, there are a lot of Democrats who privately tell me, "Oh my God, we can't let this guy get anywhere near, you know, the state capitol." You've got Ghazala Hashmi, the senator from Chesterfield, who, as you pointed out, doesn't seem to know where she lives, and that's kind of a joke. But she is really a left wing radical. You've got Aaron Rouse down in Virginia Beach, who, you know, everybody's all excited that he played football for Virginia Tech in the NFL, but when you actually look at his voting record in the Senate, there's some crazy stuff that he's been supportive of. And then you have three people that most Virginians don't know. I mean, the Democrats are telling all of us that they are serious about taking over. They got six different candidates running for lieutenant governor. That says to me they've got organization, they're raising a lot of money, they are hungry, and they are going to do everything they can to take control back. And when you look at what has happened in these Democrat-controlled cities, and you remember what happened when Ralph Northam was governor and LeVar Stoney was mayor, that's, you know, I think we are kind of comfortable that Donald Trump's up in D.C. making some tough decisions on our behalf. We can't afford to backslide here in Virginia.
There's no doubt. If in fact you have the Spanburgers of the world or what have you, then we become California East. But even looking at the attorney general candidates on the Democrat side, they're both running against Donald Trump. They want to be the Letitia James of the South. It's a crazy, crazy situation. And any way you slice it with those folks, we're going to lose big time. John, let me ask you about the former congresswoman who had this interview the other day, and she said, "Well, I'm not going to fully roll back right to work," which means she could roll back 99.9% of it and still, in theory, be telling the truth. What's your sense on the right to work laws now?
Well, I mean, the follow-up question is, what does fully mean? I mean, you know, are you pregnant or are you not pregnant? I mean, you're either allowing people to choose to join the union or not. And if we do away with your right to work, then I'm sorry, you got to join the union if the shop is unionized. And that means you've got to pay money out of your paycheck to the union bosses. And guess where that money goes? To the Democrat Party. I mean, it's the biggest scam going, and we need to expose that. And Abigail Spanberger, you know, she's always been nice to me. Remember, she used to come on the morning show. I think she came on your show maybe a couple of times. Then she stopped doing it. And I think it's because a couple of times I asked her some tough questions, you know, like the follow-up to what does fully enact a repeal mean. The six people running for lieutenant governor, they're not even hedging their bets. They've come right out and said they're going to do away with right to work, which says to me that Abigail is, how do I put this politely, just not telling us the truth. She wants to do away with it too. And when she was in Congress, she was one of the people proposing the PRO Act, which was designed to get rid of the ability of people to exist under the right to work. And I've been traveling around the state, you know, every day. Last night I was in Amherst, and then the day before I was in Accomack over on the Eastern Shore. Then I was in Virginia Beach. Every speech, I explained to people, you've got job opportunities in Virginia because business wants to come here. And if we get rid of your right to work, businesses are going to Tennessee, and they're going to North Carolina and South Carolina and Florida and Texas. They ain't coming to Virginia. So there's a lot on the line here. In a practical sense, for your kids and your grandkids, assuming you want them to stay in Virginia and have opportunities.
I will remind everybody that when Abigail Spanberger was a member of Congress, she also was essentially 100% vote with Nancy Pelosi. She's totally okay with boys taking the scholarship opportunities in girls' sports away from girls and having men inside of locker rooms and bathrooms that should be the private domain of women. It's outrageous stuff. I mean, we still see, I thought Loudoun County would have learned a lesson, John, but here we go again with a student that should not be in one locker room, and boy, there she is.
Yeah, this video that I hope everybody's seen, I posted it on my Facebook page, and I think you did too, Jeff,
yes,
where a biological woman who I guess is pretending to be a man shows up in the locker room and starts to videotape the boys in the locker room. What world are we living in where anybody thinks that's even remotely okay? And what kind of professional world do we have where the school administrators would then try to punish the boys for saying, hey, I don't want to be videotaped in the locker room.
Right.
I mean, this is what I talk about, Jeff, when I say it's time, and it's what made me quit the radio station and decide to do this. I just think we need reasonable and responsible people in these jobs instead of crass social justice warriors who are ready to sacrifice your opportunities and your kids and your future to achieve some sort of bizarre leftist panacea that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up in Virginia. There always have been differences between Republicans and Democrats, and I used to get along with most people, even if they were Democrats. But the Democrat Party of Virginia has gone like laser speed to the left, and it's really going to damage a lot of lives in this community. And I'm just going to do whatever I can to stand up against it while still being fair to people. You know, I don't like to humiliate anybody. I'm not trying to harm anybody. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be fair to people, but that means you've got to be fair to, you know, kind of return to the normal standards of you're a boy, you're a girl, we're not going to debate this, and we're going to allow you to use the facilities that are appropriate with your actual sex instead of making up this bizarre stuff that's happening now.
Absolutely. John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
On a couple of things that I want us to chat about. I want to talk about a big event that's going to be happening moments from now, as I understand it. But you talked about the future. You're talking about opportunities for employment and the rest of it for people to be business owners and operators. The minimum wage is again, a point that your friends on the Democrat side apparently want to keep jacking up and jacking up. Where are we on that? What would they do?
Well, you know, there's six of them, as I mentioned, and one of them posted, I'm looking on my phone right now because I couldn't believe it. I took a screenshot, proposing a $20 an hour minimum wage. Wow. Let's see. This is this guy nobody's heard of, Alex Bastani.
Okay.
I don't think he has a chance of winning. So, of course, what does a Democrat do who doesn't have a chance of winning? He goes to the extreme to try to get attention, and there'll be a lot of leftists who think this is a great idea. You know, what is the living wage? Well, my living wage in the townhouse that I have may be different than your living wage. We both worked at the radio station, but then, you know, I went and spent a heck of a lot of money on traveling around the world. And I got two Siberian Huskies. Well, you got three kids, you know, and a wife. You're in a different situation. So it's crazy to try to tag what a living wage is. But I'll tell you, $20 minimum wage, anybody who's run a popsicle stand will tell you, I cannot run an eight-hour operation selling popsicles with one employee at $20 an hour with any benefits. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Yep.
And even if people are paid above the standard minimum wage, what that does is it elevates the cost for everybody across the board, and it destroys economic incentives for business growth.
Sure.
So, you know, we're working with Democrats who I don't want to be mean about it, but they're economically illiterate, most of them, even if they have degrees. That's the crazy thing. So we got to stop this insanity.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, I want you to remind everybody, number one, of the website, because I'd like people to go over there, learn more, help you out with all of that. And there is a rally for Reed. I hope you're aware of it. It's tonight, John, Great American Ranch in Midlothian. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
I'm going to be there. As soon as I hang up with you, I got one more little phone call, and then I'm hopping over to the Great American Ranch. It starts at 7. We'll probably be there till about 8:30. Maybe, you know, if it's a huge crowd, till 9. But, you know, it's school night, so we're not going to stay out too crazy late. And it just gives me a chance to share with you some of the issues that I'm talking about on the campaign trail. A lot of folks in Midlothian and Chesterfield and Chester have said, hey, you're ignoring us on the south side. Well, no, I'm not. I'm coming over at 7 o'clock tonight at the Great American Ranch. That's at Raised Antler Circle in Midlothian. And, you know, if you can't be there tonight, we're going to have a lot of other campaign events with the John Reed campaign. And you can start by going to the website, which is johnreedforvirginia.com. That's R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. You know, honestly, Jeff, there have been so many people who have outside of the Richmond area who didn't listen to WRVA, and they didn't know about what you and I have talked about over the years, and they'd never been to a Politics and Pints. And so I've said, please go to the website and look at the issues that I'm highlighting, and I think you'll really feel good about me being a solid conservative running for lieutenant governor. And, you know, you won't believe some of the stereotypical garbage that's been said about me in the last few months. You'll feel great that I'm the fighter who's going to stand up for you both during this campaign and if I'm fortunate enough to be elected lieutenant governor.
Well, I am proud to be a supporter. I make no apologies for that. Pretty much from day one, and I look forward to having you out on the campaign trail even more. I know you're racking up the miles, and I remind everybody, I look forward to having your opponent on. Well, any of the six, more than welcome to drop by. I would love to chat with them and explore these issues as well. But John,
you let me know, because I'm going to tune in to hear those.
Well, I love it. We'll absolutely let you know. Are you kidding me? But johnreedforvirginia.com, johnreedforvirginia.com, and then the big event tonight down at Great American Ranch in Midlothian, kicking off at around 7 o'clock. John, it's always good to chat with you.
I miss you guys. Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate it. It's the one thing about the radio station is like you and Jeremy and producer Dan, and I miss seeing you guys, but I'm out trying to fight a good fight, so thanks for having me.
You are doing that. Thank you, my friend. That is John Reed, and again, I think John is the guy for the job. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. Our side has our ticket together. Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears for governor, John Reed for lieutenant governor, Jason Meares re-election for attorney general. The Democrats are in the midst of their early voting right now. And lieutenant governor has six candidates on their side. Attorney general has two candidates on their side. And so it's going to be interesting. The future of Virginia is legitimately at stake. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.